And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 18th of September, 2011. The birthday of Dr. Johnson, Samuel Johnson, 1709, Lichfield, England. He suffered from a lymphatic form of tuberculosis called scrofulum, underwent several disfiguring treatments that left him badly scarred. But he grew up strong and tall. He liked to walk and swim and ride. He married a widow, 20 years his senior, and around that time, 1735, he started writing. He wrote essays for magazines, the Gentleman's Magazine, the Rambler, and he also undertook to write a dictionary of the English language, which took him 9 years. When he was 54, Samuel Johnson met James Boswell, who was 22. They grew to be friends, and Boswell wrote the biography, The Life of Samuel Johnson, which preserved Johnson's aphorisms and made him one of the most quoted authors in the English language. He said, "Patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel, and when a man is tired of London, he is tired of life." And he said, "A decent provision for the poor is the true test of civilization." It's the birthday of Foucault, Jean-Bernard Léon Foucault, born Paris, 1819, famous for the pendulum that bears his name. 62-pound iron ball swinging from a wire, 220 feet long, suspended from the dome of the Pantheon in Paris, which proved that the earth rotates on its axis. It's the birthday of the New York Times, first published on this date, 1851, as the New York Daily Times, a penny paper, which, unlike other daily newspapers, avoided sensationalism and did not ally itself with any political party or agenda. It was still losing money in 1896 when Adolf Ox bought it and gave it the slogan, "All the news that's fit to print." It's the birthday of the journalist Chris Hedges, 1956, St. Johnsbury, Vermont, who wrote in his book, "War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning." War gives us a distorted sense of self. It gives us meaning. It creates a feeling of comradeship that obliterates our alienation and makes us feel, for perhaps the first time in our lives, that we belong. His latest book is The World as It Is, Dispatches on the Myth of Human Progress. Here's a poem for today by Howard Nemiroff, Sunday at the End of Summer. Last night, the cold wind and the rain blew hard from the west all night, until the creek flooded, tearing the end of a wooden bridge down to hang trembling in the violent water. This morning, with the weather still in rage, I watched workmen already at repairs. Some 100 of us came around to watch, with collars turned against the rain and wind. Down the wild water, where men stood to the knees, we saw come flooding hollyhock and vine, sunflowers tall and broken, thorny bramble and pale lilies cracked along the stalk. Ours was the Sunday's perfect idleness to watch those others working, who fought, swore, being thrashed at hip and thigh against that trash of pale wildflowers and their drifting legs. Sunday at the End of Summer by Howard Nemiroff, from his new and selected poems, published by the University of Chicago Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.